You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In the spirit of reconciliation, We Are Theatre and Theatrically Allowed acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. Hello, theatre fans, one and all. Welcome back to the We Are Theatre podcast. My name is Josh and today we are back across international borders for the first time in a while, talking about Grease the Musical with Sandy herself, Olivia Moore. Hello, Olivia. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am really excited. I've just had a friend that's come back from the UK and was like, Grease is amazing. Olivia was amazing. And I was like, cool. That's a good sign because I've got to come in on the show so we can chat all about that. So before we get to the show, let's dive into you and your journey through theatre. How did you start in the performing industry and how did you get to where you are now?
So since I was about 3 years old, I started ballet classes, but that was something that I think my parents put me in because my sister did it and it was just a really good way to meet new friends and stay fit, really. So I did that since a really young age. And then I think being the youngest of four, I think maybe my dramatic side probably, being the youngest definitely influenced that. I did my dancing and my brother, I'm going to try and make this story short, but basically my brother plays tennis competitively when he was younger, and so every summer we were kind of like touring around the UK to different tournaments and things, and because I was young I would go along, and so as kind of like a thank you to my parents for cooperating, they would take me to see a West End show every summer, which I was very, very grateful for. I'm very lucky for that. And that's kind of where like my love for theatre where it began. And it wasn't actually until I was probably 17 when I realized that you could actually do it as a job. I started to do acting classes, and I went to GSA and did their Saturday school. I did like Easter schools. I did that. I couldn't get enough of it. My passion for it and my inspiration was literally seeing performers on stage and thinking, wow, I want to be like that.
Show or the moment that gave you that thought? Was there a show where you kind of, or a night that you remember sitting there and being like, this is
it? I think probably. So I remember going to see Mary Poppins. I'm not actually 100% sure what my first musical is, which is actually quite bad. But I remember seeing Mary Poppins and I remember her flying across. And I remember that moment being like magical. And I was like, I want to do that. Like, that's amazing. But genuinely, I think that was when I was quite young. But I think when I got older, the one that really, really stuck out for me was I went to go and see Kiss Me Kate at Chichester Festival. God, I can't even speak. You can tell it's morning here. at Chichester Festival Theatre. And there was one woman in particular in the ensemble who was just incredible. And I couldn't keep my eyes off of her. And it was then that I was like, that's what I want. I want to make that impression on someone. I want to make that. She just honestly was just flawless. And I always remember that. And so I think maybe that was kind of the spark that I was like, okay, this is actually what I really want to do. It's funny though, how you remember like certain little things that you watch and how it kind of influenced and kind of given me drive to kind of do it now.
It's funny because my moment like that was Poppins as well, but mine was Bert tap dancing on the roof. So like during Step in Time. So like as soon as you said Poppins, I was like, oh, hi, okay, yeah, cool.
that number as well, because I recently, I've seen Mary Poppins quite a few times, and I took my, because it's my mum's dream for me to be Mary Poppins. So I feel like if I don't play her, I feel like she will feel like my career was, there was nothing happened.
Mum, this is us putting it out into the universe, just FYI. Yes, this is the stepping.
But yeah, my grandma, my mum celebrated some big birthdays just before the pandemic. And so we bought them tickets to go. We all went to go and see Mary Poppins, but we had to wait because obviously the pandemic hit. And that number, Step in Time, really is so magical. Like when that music starts, I can't tell you the excitement that I had. It's just so
you can't explain it. Yeah, we've got it touring here in Australia at the moment. I saw it a couple of months ago, and it's just the everything pulling away and the brush away. I mean, we're here to talk about Grease, but we're chatting Mary Poppins real quick. But oh my god,
the music, like the I can't even put into words, like the drum of it, kind of at the start, that you know, the build of it. It's just so exciting.
Hits you that, oh my god, there's actually like a 30 strong ensemble tap dancing live in front of you. Yeah. Sick.
At the end you can see when you're watching them, and it's like, oh my god, bless you, you must be so tired right now.
How are you hiding how heavy you're breathing right now? I love it. So you get to where you are now. Talk us through getting the call for Grease. Getting the call, hey, put on your leather, you are Sandy. What was that like?
So it was just before Christmas. So I had done a few rounds, and I'd met with the team before. So I knew them, and so it was actually really, really nice to see them all again. It was quite a quick turnaround, which is actually really lovely, because sometimes in theatre you can be waiting ages to find out. So I was actually doing my other job, which I've been doing in the pandemic, which was like an online host for conferences. So I was just sat doing that and got the call. And my partner Piers like immediately went to the kitchen, got some champagne. it was really surreal. I think, you know, I accepted that I probably wasn't going to work for a while, and, you know, and I became really happy with that. I kind of came, you know, I was at peace with that. And I think, so I didn't expect anything. And so it came as a really lovely surprise. And I think as well, just before Christmas, it was really lovely to be like, oh, like I've got something to go into the next year. And it was amazing. It was so amazing. I'm so glad that Piers, my boyfriend, saw the phone call, and just great day. And then I went back to my job and I was like, hello, like I'm not operating today.
I'm okay. I didn't get some really big news just 2 seconds ago. Coming out of your last show, with the pandemic and having to shift back into regular work, did you find it easier now with what we went through in the pandemic to come out of a contract? Did you find it easier to kind of slip back into a regular job and accept that it might be a little bit longer until you find that next contract? Was it it's a weird headspace with obviously theatre because you don't know when that next contract is. But like with what's gone on, what was your kind of process of dealing with that change?
So I think when the pandemic first hit, I actually kind of allowed myself to just rest for a bit. I think it was a very, you know, unknown period of time.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of performers thought, okay, I'm actually going to take advantage of this time and just relax. I think our body's constantly kind of powering through. And so, you know, if I'm being completely honest, like definitely like the first few weeks, maybe even the first few months, I absolutely did nothing. I watched Netflix and ate lots of food, even though I definitely had COVID at the start, so I couldn't taste any of it. But yeah, I really allowed my body just to kind of reset and just kind of rest. And then, so trying to get a job during the pandemic was really hard. Yeah. I applied so many different jobs. And I couldn't even get my foot through the door for an interview. So it was really stressful. And then this job opportunity came up and it was working from home. So it was perfect because the pandemic, obviously, you know, it was almost impossible to go anywhere. And honestly, like, I think because I've been trying so long to get a job and, you know, I was stressed and things, it came about and I was just so grateful. It honestly is a lifesaver. I'm still on their books now, so that when I finish Greece, I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
And I think because of the situation, because of everything that was happening, I slotted into doing a different job in a different, completely different industry, quite happily, just because I was just so grateful to work. Yeah. And also, like, I kind of really wanted to go for it, and I ended up getting promoted in this job, and I really wanted to make something of it. I didn't just want it to be a job that I did in the pandemic, because like you said, you never know when you're going to get a job. I don't know. Yeah. Waitress could have been my last job ever in, you know, in theater. So I really wanted, I'm the sort of person as well, I have to put 110% into everything. And I really, really enjoy this job. I mean, obviously I haven't done it for a while, but I really enjoyed it. I met so many different people from so many different backgrounds. Actually, a lot of performers ended up doing it. So I met loads of performers through doing this very non-theatrical job. but yeah, it was actually a breath of fresh air. It was something new to focus on. And it was really good to focus on it in such a crazy time. I really enjoyed it, and I'm still very appreciative of that job.
Beautiful. Now let's tackle the big questions. Tackling an iconic show, an iconic character, that this is probably one of the more well-known in a wider scale when it comes to screen to stage adaptions. What was it like going into that rehearsal room and getting to see this show come together in the time frame that you guys had, being that turnaround, but seeing this show that movie that we all grew up with turn into that stage show with you now being that leading force of Sandy, what was that like for you?
So because this is my first part, I was nervous. I was excited. I had so many different emotions, but I definitely went into the room feeling like I had responsibility, which I'm very grateful for, but also, yeah, it was really hard. But we had a whole, so the production, the newer production of Grease had already been on tour twice. So we had kind of, you know, we had the support and guidance of so many creatives. I'm going to list them. I'm going to try and list them all now. We've got, so we have Nikolai Foster, the director. We've got Del White, Richard Rowe, Arlene Phillips, Dan Glover. We had a whole team that knew this show inside out.
Yeah.
So it was so reassuring to know that I was in safe hands.
Yeah.
Because like you said, also taking on such an iconic role can be really daunting. But you know what? It was so amazing because since day one, they always asked for our opinion. They always valued our input. And I think as an actor, to be so creative and so have creatives that are so open to adapt things and change things for the cast that they have,
yep,
is so refreshing and it's so exciting. And I think even with a show like Grease that is so well known, you know, people come expecting certain things. It's not like, yep, a new musical where people are open-minded to kind of, yep, wow, what's this going to be like? People expect certain things. So to come into a rehearsal room and literally have Dale and Nikolai like, okay, so let's just do it. Let's just do the scene and let's see what happens.
Yep.
And then like so much of the blocking that we've got in the show has kind of just like come naturally from us, from kind of bouncing off each other and, you know, which was wonderful. Like it was really, really wonderful. And it makes you feel as an actor, like your choices and your, you know, your natural instincts are valued and, yeah, appreciated. And, you know, sometimes things do have to change, but yeah, I think the rehearsal process, like when we started that, I personally was like, oh, okay, this is going to be a challenge, but also this is going to be a really, really good kind of process for me to also navigate through,
yeah,
because I have got a say in it. So it was fantastic. And I'm so grateful for that rehearsal process. And I think I speak on behalf of everyone. Like we had, it was full on because the first, yeah, week was just dance. But it was a really lovely room to be in. It was a really lovely creative room.
Yeah. And big dance heavy show too, when it comes to dance. So what, obviously with a dance background kind of probably would have come a little bit easier, but learning all the different styles and everything that you guys have to put into the show, obviously tracking back 60 odd years now. What was that like kind of learning that 60s swing kind of vibe that has to go into the show, plus obviously the iconic scenes that go into making Grease? What was that like for you getting the dance side of things down?
So I don't necessarily do much dance in the show. All of my dance happens right at the end. So I don't do the hand jive. I get to watch it.
Lucky.
Which on a two-show day is actually quite lovely. But watching, so I watched a lot of like the rehearsal, yep, process. And the thing is, they are such, the choreography is full out.
Yeah.
Like there is no time to rest. You know, it is cardio central. But it was really interesting because, you know, when you know that you've got a big number, you know, there is so much power and force coming from everyone. And it was so interesting listening to Arlene because she was saying, you know, the style of this movement in this time was so easy. I don't want to see you working hard. I want it to be cooled, chilled, like bouncing, like rather than just like firing through, like trying to get through. Like she was just like, I don't want it to look hard. I want it to look easy. I want it to look relaxed and chilled. And I think that also helped everyone get through it.
Yeah.
Because I think mentally they probably approached it like, this isn't easy, this is a chill dance. Yeah. I'm not, you know, rather than like, I'm doing the hand jive now. I'm really out of breath. So that was really interesting because it changed everything.
Yeah.
And I actually, part of my blocking is I come down, I come onto stage towards like the end of the hand jive. So I do actually sit and watch it. I watch it from the wings anyway, but and seeing the change was really interesting. And it was interesting to kind of, I think it was a hard adaptation because, you know, it must be really hard doing something so physical and so draining and trying to make it look chilled.
Easy.
And
cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I mean, everyone made it look so, so easy and yeah, it's fantastic.
from your perspective, obviously growing up with the movie and probably parents that were very, this is kind of one of those movies that's kind of like Wizard of Oz, kind of where parents were like, here, we've got to watch this. You've got to have this in your life. From your perspective being in the show, how do you feel it translates to stage on this, like the new adaption side of things? Seeing audiences' reactions and everything like that, how does it come across from your perspective?
I think it's come across really well. I think you're always, theatre, you're always going to have mixed reviews.
Yeah.
I think that is the lovely thing about theatre. Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got a different experience. I think the people have noticed the changes that we've made. You know, some changes that we have made to represent the world that we're in now. And so I think it's nice people notice it, because that's what we want. We want people to know how we've changed and why we've changed for the better. And, you know, but from what I've heard from people, you know, I mean, my friend came to watch a show last night, and I mean, I don't know if she was just being nice, but she said it was the best production of Grease she's ever seen. So hopefully she was being honest. I think it does translate well. I think some people probably do come expecting certain things and maybe they might be there. But I do think on the whole, like the cast that we have, the material that we're doing, the choreography, I think you can't help but have a good time.
Yeah.
I think if people leave not having a good time, then we haven't done our job.
Yeah.
I think it does translate well.
Yeah. Getting those bums in seats and getting through that first show and then first week of previews and opening the show, what was that like for you, seeing that first kind of crowd reaction to this show, obviously, from your perspective at the end of the day, after all the hard work? What was that emotion, especially being that first show for you, getting to kind of wear that crown? What was that like, kind of taking that bow and being like, yeah, I've made it?
Honestly, that was the first show back since the pandemic. So just being in front of an audience was surreal, overwhelming, and just really emotional. I just couldn't really believe I was standing on stage doing it again. I just constantly was like, I feel like I'm going to cry. I think I'm going to cry. but it was amazing. Like the audiences, and to be honest, obviously, like in, you know, our first night and previews, you know, the love and the support was just came flooding in. But I have to say, like in general, the audiences at Grease are fantastic. They are so supportive. They're very vocal. They always cheer. And, you know, it really does, you know, theatre is wonderful. But at the end of the day, like it is a job. And so sometimes you can have days when you're feeling not very well, or you can have days when you're feeling tired, or, you know, something's happened and you're just feeling, you know, not great. And so to come in to work and have that level of appreciation is just, it really does help you get through. And I've never really, well, I have kind of, because I feel like previously the job that I did before Waitress Heather's, that does have a large following, and you know, the audiences that came to watch that were amazing. But I feel like the audiences that come to watch Grease are so different. Like it is just different. They're fantastic. I will never forget the first time I sang Hopelessly. It was just like the reaction was just so, I can't even explain it. And in a moment like that, when you're on stage on your own, you can't help but feel really vulnerable, especially a stage theatre like that. So then to feel that kind of like warmth from everyone.
Yeah. Especially with a song like Hopelessly to start with, where you're already in that vulnerable state, and then it ends and you're like, it's just me.
I think also knowing that my parents were there, my boyfriend was there, it was kind of like a moment of like, I did it. Like, yeah. I did it. Oh my gosh. So it was, and it still continues to be incredible. The audiences are fantastic. And yeah, it's just such a great vibe.
Such a great vibe. Awesome. We're going to go into our wrap up phase now. So a few quick questions. For those people still yet to come see this show, which is on a limited run, FYI, for you that are able, obviously, to get into London to see it, Dominion Theatre is where it's at. So make your fingers wiggle right now. Get tickets. Yes. Didn't know where I was going with that, but it worked.
It worked.
From your perspective, we've got three questions. Mm-hmm. While on stage, what is your favorite moment to be a part of in this show?
Okay, whilst I'm on stage, when's my favorite part? I am gonna say, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because basically just any time that I'm on stage with everyone, a lot of my stuff is quite, I'm either with just Danny or it's just the girls. So whenever, like summer nights or the end, I love it when I get to see everyone, because I don't get to see everyone for the majority of the show. So I think, okay, I'm going to say You're the One That I Want and the finale, because it kind of like merges into one, because everyone's together, we're all dancing, and it's all just a lot of fun.
Beautiful. Overall, what's your favorite song in the show?
Summer nights.
Okay. And last but not least, the big question. Give me an elevator pitch right now of why someone who's sitting on the edge has seen Grease and goes, I don't know, why should they come see this show?
Because everyone in life has struggles. People have days when they wake up and they feel rubbish. But this show, honestly, you will leave with a smile on your face. It's so electric. It's so fun. There's so many dance routines. You are guaranteed to have a good night. So even if it's just one night that makes you feel better, make sure it's Grease the Musical.
And that was without hesitation. That was just boom. That was solid. I didn't even get an or a thought. That was just straight in. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
There we go. That I'm not even going to try and sell this show to you guys. The links are in the description box below for anyone looking to get tickets, limited run. So make sure you don't hesitate. Just get in. If you've got a spare night, if you can make the trip, get there, do it. See Olivia do her thing, because from what I've heard, she is an absolute goddess on stage, and we should all see her do her thing.
Thanks.
That's all right. And we we will be back very soon with a brand new episode of the We Are Theatre podcast. Thanks, guys. Bye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.